Not only that, if you read on into this chapter, this whole chapter, and John 3:16 is that big word that everybody knows worldwide, and it's an excellent word. But this is the beginning, and it's telling you that this is the door, and this door that opens up to the whole kingdom, that's the big piece. And here what's happened is everybody's come to the door, but they've never come into the kingdom. They've come to the door, but they're not operating in kingdom authority and kingdom power. And that kingdom authority and kingdom power has a name, the glory of the Father. He says, Father, the glory that you gave me, the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world, that glory I'm giving them so that they can be one. Everything else is just you know, icing on the cake. But this is the big piece that the enemy is aware that there is a tremendous authority that operates in the body of Christ when the glory, the wisdom on his glory, is known and has a foundation. So that's why we study and hear what the Word said. The framework of the Word is giving us that foundation. And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of vision. My people are taken captive for lack of wisdom. And that's exactly what it says in Ephesians 1:17. It says, pray that the Father of glory might give you a spirit of wisdom and knowledge and revelation and knowledge of him. That phrase, knowledge of him, there's several phrases in Scripture where it says knowledge of him, knowledge of God, knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're all the same, because he's one God, and that knowledge is the same knowledge. It's intimate knowledge. And that same knowledge, real specifically, it's this knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Once that's really clear, because he sits on the throne of glory, all wisdom that's coming from the throne is glory wisdom. So, over here in 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4. I hope I got a copy of that. Okay, I do. Here's what this verse says. This is really good. You could stay in these verses for a long time too. I know, because there's been people that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit over the years that they've found rich nuggets out of these two verses. Actually, these first three verses. But I just want to tie it together with the promises that we talked about so that you can understand how important this is. He says in verse 3, he says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That, there's a mouthful though, but I'm going to take out some pieces here, because this is the actual, you know, the meat of this gospel of the glory, the good news of the glory. This is actually the meat here on this, and that's why most people never hear this, because most people are still drinking milk. They're still gumming and still, what's that, they've got their thumb in their mouth, they're still teething. But this is actually the meat, and he says this. And I'll slow this down to hear these words out again, because he's saying that his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So there's nothing here in this entire physical realm that his divine power does not give to us. Our ability to access that divine power is through the Holy Spirit, because all of that divine power, he says, Father, the glory that you gave me, that's the glory I'm giving them. And he deposited in us, and he calls it treasure. 2 Corinthians 4:7. This treasure in earthen vessels, this all-surpassing power, that means that it's capable of doing anything imaginable. That is this glory that is in us. it gets activated by every single word by the Holy Spirit. So it tells you how important the Holy Spirit's words are. Here's what he says. By which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Okay? And it's through these precious promises that we're partakers. I have direct access to his divine nature, his glory, which is in me. And most of the time when people read this, on this last part, it says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And it's like, well, it's like it's one level, but it's all levels. It's the, because he says he's put it, this incorruptible seed. I've been born again by incorruptible seed. Other versions say imperishable seed. Well, that incorruptible is an indestructible seed. They could not kill Jesus unless he laid down his life. That's the kind of power that's in his glory. That kind is that he had to willfully lay down his life. Because that's the same glory, they cannot destroy me until the purposes that God has for me is completely fulfilled. It's impossible. That is the kind of power. It's this corruption. When he's talking about the immortality will swallow up mortality, he's now, because he's speaking words, every word is changing my entire DNA, spirit, soul, and body. That is an interesting thing to think about, because now it's not just putting an old patch on an old garment or a new patch on an old garment, because it says, because it hasn't been washed, it'll rip. So I don't need to lay hands and pray for healing. Divine life. That's what he said. Divine nature. Through these precious promises, I have direct access to the divine nature. So that tells you that I actually should listen to what the Holy Spirit says on any one promise. Well, the two become one. That's a promise. So here, let me go into some of these. I'll read this. Because the only way to grab a lot of this is by images, because it's invisible. So this word gives us a framework to work with. And so when I have it within me that's working, it's already working on the inside, but I have to have something that he can direct me to. And he's directing me to with the filter of his word. When we read, there's a scripture that's in Romans, and I got it mapped out in my notes. But it says this, that all of these scriptures were for examples that we can learn by. What they really are is they're training modules by the Holy Spirit, so that all the images, every single story, which was a historic fact that took place, is now an image, spiritual food that will feed us again and again. That's why the scripture says this, study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly divides the word. Well, why do I need to divide the word? I thought the word was truth. The reason I have to divide it, because I have to be able to connect the dots. I have to be able to line up every single thread that's on his glory to make this entire fabric which God himself is placing on us, called this robe of righteousness. And that, because he's placing that on us, that another word that describes it, exactly what I said, is called the armor of light. He says, put on Christ. Well, Christ doesn't got a dirty coat. His righteousness is totally encapsulated all around us. Well, it's not just skin tight. There's a realm that he moves it out in. So, let me read this. It says, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment and the tear is made worse. So this gospel of the glory isn't something that we're just trying to patch up the body of Christ with. Absolutely not. And then it says, the next one, it says, nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, and or else the wineskins break and the wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved. I have to totally get my mind renewed. It's very interesting how the Holy Spirit was teaching me, because he started showing me on the glory, and then he brought in three different verses. Very interesting how he weaved them together to make it into the thread that was going to fit into the rest of the fabric. These three verses, Romans 8:18, Romans 12:2, and Matthew 13:33. Okay? Now, I'll go through those verses. Romans 8:18 says this, I consider this present suffering not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Okay? And I had personalized that and meditated on that for 4 years. Everything else came out of that. It's like this DNA and unwind. And wow, let's look at all the things that are in this DNA strand from the Godhead. That's what that really did.